Wisconsin, where it's 74 degrees at 12 noon.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Delaware, prosecutors in the Hunter Biden trial continued their case, alleging he lied about his drug use on a form in 2018 when purchasing a gun.
Hunter Biden's defense lawyer has been trying to poke holes in the prosecution's case, suggesting that Biden wasn't necessarily using or addicted to drugs on the day he purchased his revolver. An FBI agent confirms the pictures the jury saw of Hunter Biden with a crack pipe were taken months after he bought the gun. And defense attorney Abby Lowell pointed to evidence suggesting his client may have instead been on an alcohol bender at the time of the buy. There's nothing on the background check form about that.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Paris. President Biden arriving on the eve of D-Day commemorations in France, marking 80 years when Allied troops stormed the beaches of Normandy during World War II. And in Florida, after delays, liftoff for Boeing Starliner, two astronauts heading to the International Space Station in the first test launch for Boeing. This is ABC News. New York's governor putting the brakes on Manhattan's controversial congestion pricing plan.
An indefinite delay is the decision ABC News confirms Governor Kathy Hochul is making over New York City's soon-to-be-implemented congestion pricing toll. The plan was to charge those driving south of 60th Street in Manhattan starting Sunday, June 30th. Mayor Eric Adams says he and others had been lobbying Hochul for the delay.
This is a major shift in our city, and it must be done correctly.
Multiple reports say Hochul felt the timing wasn't right. Political fallout for Democrats in the November election and the city's continuing recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
Jury selection beginning today in an antitrust trial over the NFL's Sunday ticket televised package. The league is accused of forcing fans who want to see out-of-market games to buy the package. Plaintiffs add that the way the NFL showed games on TV also harmed competition. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Attention, Richland Center. It's time to fire up the grill with unbeatable deals from Richland Locker. Get juicy boneless pork chops for just $2.98 a pound, or spice things up with marinated boneless chops at only $3.48 a pound. June is Dairy Month, and we're celebrating with 10% off all Meister cheese. From the deli, try Kretschmer herb and garlic sliced chicken breast for only $7.98 a pound. And don't forget to grab a cold one. Choose from over 100 craft beers and your favorite domestics. Richland Locker, where quality meets value. Visit them today. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidtwoman Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Autoworks, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 74 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, scattered showers, thunderstorms developing late afternoon for around 4 o'clock. Some storms could be strong with a high of 80 and west-southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered showers, thunderstorms early evening moving out, diminishing, mostly clear and breezy overnight with a low of 53 and west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Thursday, partly cloudy, windy and cooler, scattered brief rain showers, sprinkles possible, especially in the afternoon with a high of 70. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 5 to 7 miles per hour, and it is a sunny 74 degrees.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Get ready for a feast of flavors and bounty of local goods at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them today from 1:30 to 6 p.m. at the historic train depot on Seminary Street in downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. Parking is available in the depot parking lot and on the nearby streets. This week, they hope to have bedding plants, fresh flowers, hanging baskets, baked goods including breads, cookies, and pies, rhubarb, spring lettuces and greens, spinach, radishes, kohlrabi, potatoes, maple syrup, honey, black walnuts, canned goods, eggs, meats, beef, hot dogs and brats, and strawberries. As the season progresses, they will be adding more vendors, both new and returning. Be sure to stop by the tasting table for a sample of market products. This is the first market where shoppers can spend their senior vouchers. Check with the local Department of Health and Human Services to see if you qualify and to receive your vouchers. Vouchers are good for fresh fruits and vegetables at the market sold by participating vendors. Look for the yellow sign by a vendor's booth to see if they accept senior vouchers. To receive EBT SNAP benefits, bring your Quest card to the market information table. This week, they're also glad to present a musical guest, Larry Glanville, known as Maynard No Shoes, the wandering washboard player, who will be playing for customers early on during the market today. Come and sit a while from 1:30 until 6 p.m.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 75 degrees in Richland Center at 1210. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland County Sheriff's Department is asking you to avoid the Ithaca area at this time due to a possible gas leak. Emergency personnel are on scene. The reunification point for any children being evacuated is located at the softball field at Ithaca High School. The National Weather Service now confirms an EF1 tornado touchdown east of Mount Horeb May 21st. There's no word as to why the confirmation took so long. It was part of a strong storm that swept across southern Wisconsin that day. The latest twister is the 24th to hit Wisconsin so far this year. Richland Center City Attorney Michael Wendell reported on his initial findings on the city's committee and codification review at last night's city council meeting. He stated that Richland Center's committee makeup and codes have been described as challenging, out of date, and disorganized.
It is difficult to read through an entire code of ordinances. The draft document is 814 pages with an executive summary memo. And a lot of our ordinances are outdated, contradictory, confusing. I would point specifically to the equivalent of our criminal code. Every different behavior is a different ordinance. Everyone has a different forfeiture attached to it. Some of them encompass two or more of what you would see in the criminal statute. So for disorderly conduct, you may also have lewd and lascivious behaviors attached to that. Well, those are separate in other aspects of the statute. And so as the guy who probably has to read it more than anybody else, I'm uniquely positioned to be able to offer some suggestions to that.
He found that the council could continue as is, incorporating the updates and changes, or start over.
Basically, the ordinances and resolutions of the city for the last 100 years or so have been either written down or typed up. We're in the modern digital age now. And so prior to my appointment, the city contracted with a company called MuniCode to digitize the code of ordinances, get it into a more readable format, and eventually post it to the website in a much more searchable format than it's currently in. As part of that process, they do a legal review. So they go through, they make sure if a statute is cited in our ordinance that it's now the correct statute, nothing's, you know, contradictory or outright unconstitutional, etc. And then they produce a draft of the new code of ordinances that I then review, as well as I'm going to try and get some of the department heads enlisted as well to review sections relevant to their duties.
The council could start rebuilding from the ground up or choose a place to start. He would like to see omnibus schedules, a clear-cut delegation of power, and to remove unnecessary complex policies and procedures, duplication of effort, and unclear responsibilities. Richland Center City Utilities plans to make several improvements to its lead service line, removals, and other related facilities. The city expects to borrow funds and incur debt by issuing tax-exempt bonds, promissory notes, DNR environmental improvement funds, or other debt to finance the project. The city may need to provide interim financing to cover the costs of the project incurred prior to receipt of the loan. The council approved the city's intent at last night's meeting to reimburse expenditures not expected to exceed $500,000. The council also authorized the distribution of funds for the Hill Country land acquisition with monies from Pool 5, Affordable Housing, and the RLF Business Fund in the amount of $675,000, and the lease between the city and Advanced Pump and Well Solution Incorporated to be executed in conjunction with the land sale purchase closing. The city will also invoke the DNR local government environmental liability exemption as outlined in statute and intends on purchasing these 7 lots in order to undertake activities to eliminate blight to promote redevelopment of the area for the betterment of the city. City Electric Utilities Superintendent Scott Gald reported that the police department in the city municipal building was the only section that was equipped with a generator for backup power in the event of an outage. The council approved the purchase of a generator and installation for the municipal building in the amount of $32,000. The council also approved the purchase of a used leaf vacuum in the amount of $45,000, the purchase of a set of lighted crosswalk signs in the amount of $6,200, a personnel investigator, and an amendment to an ordinance regarding parking for December 1st to February 29th. The amendment concerns alternate side parking on Court Street, east of Sheldon Street, Minor Court, and the 400 block of Pearl Street. Also approved was a temporary Class B picnic license for the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce for Taste of the Hills on June 15th, a picnic license for the Chamber for a Midsummer Night Market to be held at the Depot in July, August, and September, and municipal license and liquor license renewals. Mayor Todd Coppernall reported that the excavation work at Walmart is due to the store's plan to move its pickup zone to the side of the lot from the center of the lot. City Administrator Ashley Oliphant reported that the first phase of the audit has been done and it will be finalized in August. Alderperson Karen Tepley reported that the Vernon Thompson historical request is moving forward. Police Chief Billy Jones reported that the first ever Cops and Bobbers was held a day late due to rain, but it was a successful event. Everyone had a good time. There were 80 participants and 59 fish were caught. The largest measured 10 inches. And Fire Chief Scott Gauld reported that there are currently 50 members in the department, which is a full force, and more have expressed interest in joining. He also reported that they have answered 84 calls so far this year. 11 members of the state legislature will face no major party opposition on their way to a new term, while more than two dozen incumbents are facing primary challenges. WisPolitics reports Dems fielded candidates in all 16 Senate races on the fall ballot and 97 of the 99 Assembly seats. Republicans, meanwhile, had candidates turn in nomination papers in 11 of the Senate seats up this fall and 84 the Assembly districts. Monday was the filing deadline for candidates to qualify for the fall ballot. The deadline to file challenges to submitted signatures is Thursday. The Elections Commission will meet Monday to formally decide who makes the ballot this fall. 2 years ago, seven incumbent members of the Assembly, all Republicans, faced primary challenges, with each surviving. This year, four Democrats drew a primary challenger. Meanwhile, 22 Assembly GOP incumbents are facing primaries, including Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Speaker Pro Tem Kevin Peterson, and Joint Finance Co-Chair Mark Bourne. The GOP primaries include two districts where Republican incumbents were paired under the new maps. Richland County's incumbent representative, Republican Tony Kurtz of Waniwok, representing the newly drawn 41st Assembly District, is being challenged by Democratic candidate Julia Henley of Blue River. In addition, a Democratic candidate by the name of Scott Walker of Prairie du Chien filed to run against GOP State Representative Travis Tranel. The Cuba City Republican is the last GOP member of the State Assembly who voted in 2011 against Act 10, the signature achievement of former GOP Governor Scott Walker. It's currently 75 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1218. Check washing is making a comeback. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40 plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 75 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. There are many scams that have been around a while that are used to steal money from unsuspecting victims. One scam that has been around for a long time but has had decline in popularity because of payment method has become less common is check washing. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection reports that some signs indicate that check washing has been making a comeback in recent years. Michelle Reinen is from DATCAP.
If you've ever sent a check that was cashed, but the recipient said it never arrived, you may have experienced check washing. Check washing is a scam that involves changing the payee name and the dollar amount on checks and then having it fraudulently deposited. And so you could end up being out a lot more money than you planned. This usually happens when checks are stolen from mailboxes or acquired through some other dishonest means, and they're washed in chemicals to remove the ink. There are more advanced operations out there that no longer really wash the checks. They create counterfeit checks based on the real one and use editing software to change the details, even the check number. But regardless, the fraudulent check can then be filled out as desired, deposited by the scammer. It can even be sold on the dark web to that highest bidder.
Check washing is hard to prevent after a scammer gets their hands on the check, but there are precautions you can take to prevent it from happening.
There's some steps to protect yourself if you are writing checks. It can be pretty hard to prevent against those more advanced operations, but things that you can do is mail your outgoing checks at a post office. I mean, that way you know there isn't going to be a middle person on your end. Retrieve your mail frequently. Never leave it in your mailbox overnight. Maybe you want to get a secure lockbox or a secure box at your street to have the mail secure in. If you're going on vacation, ask the post office to hold your mail or have a very trusted friend or neighbor pick it up for you daily.
Michelle Reinen also suggests the best way to write your check, which could help prevent check washing from happening.
While this last method isn't 100% foolproof from all scammers, writing your check using a gel pen, it actually prevents ink from being washed away or off the check. So using a ballpoint pen, that's the type of ink that can be washed. But these new gel pens that are out there that even say combat check washing on them is the pen to use. So maybe buy one of those and keep it with the checkbook and use it for signing contracts and things as well.
If you are a victim of check washing or any scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. As Wisconsin enters the summer months, it's important for people to pay close attention to their health and well-being with increased temperatures. To encourage everyone to take steps to prevent heat-related illnesses or deaths, Governor Tony Evers has declared today as Heat Awareness Day in Wisconsin. High temperatures and humidity can quickly cause heat-related illnesses, such as heat stroke or heat exhaustion. The National Weather Service issues advisories for high heat to help warn people of potential dangers. People of all ages are at risk of getting heat-related illnesses. In 2023, 10 heat-related deaths occurred in Wisconsin, according to preliminary data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. More than 750 Wisconsinites also visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year. During heat waves, DHS urges people to watch for early signs of heat illnesses like dizziness, headaches, fatigue, and muscle cramps, whether they're at home, working, outdoors, or participating in outdoor activities. While extreme heat can put everyone at risk of heat illnesses, the heat health risks are greatest for older adults, infants and children, people who are pregnant, people who work in the heat, people who exercise in the heat, people without a home, and people with chronic conditions such as breathing difficulties, heart conditions, mental health conditions, diabetes, kidney diseases, and obesity. Ready Wisconsin and DHS recommend following these tips to beat the heat and stay safe during heat waves. Remain inside air-conditioned buildings as much as possible during the hottest parts of the day. Call 211 to find an accessible cool place near you. If you don't have air conditioning or a basement, take a cool shower, soak your feet in cold water, or place a cool wet cloth on your forehead. Keep your windows covered to avoid direct sunlight. Drink plenty of fluids and avoid alcohol, caffeinated, or high-sugar drinks. Don't wait until you're thirsty to drink. Never leave a child or pet unattended inside a parked car. On an 80-degree day, temperatures in a vehicle parked in direct sunlight can climb almost 20 degrees in just 10 minutes. Limit your pet's time outdoors and make sure they have access to fresh drinking water. Seek medical attention right away if you develop heat stroke symptoms such as confusion, rapid breathing and heartbeat, body temperature above 104, or nausea and vomiting. Check in with loved ones and neighbors during heat waves, especially if they last a few days. Check for signs of heat illness and make sure they are cool and hydrated. During periods of extreme heat, each National Weather Service forecast office uses multiple tools to assess the potential for heat-related health issues. One of those tools is the heat index, which measures how hot it really feels when relative humidity is factored in with the actual air temperature. The National Weather Service uses these tools to issue these heat-related alerts as conditions warrant. An excessive heat warning is issued when the maximum heat index temperature is expected to be 105 degrees or higher and not go below 75 for a heat index the morning before or after. If the maximum heat index will be between 100 and 104 for 4 days in a row, a warning will be issued. Heat watches are issued when conditions are favorable for an excessive heat event within the next 1 to 3 days. A heat advisory is issued when the heat index temperature is expected to be 100 or higher. If the maximum heat index will be between 95 and 99 for 4 days in a row, then an advisory will also be issued. The outlooks are issued when the potential exists for an excessive heat event in the next 3 to 7 days. Find more tips on preparing for heat waves at readywisconsin.wi.gov or dhs.wisconsin.gov. Learn more about heat safety information and forecast tools at weather.gov. It's 75 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today's vital statistics are next. Helping you feel a better life.
WCCU Credit Union feels so right. Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA. Helping you build a better life.
WCCU Credit Union feels so right. There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day, the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
People often ask us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home, what can I do to help? I'm Mark Jelinek. Some of the suggestions we share are simple and practical. Preparing food, washing clothes, cleaning the house, mowing the yard, or answering the telephone are just a few of the practical ways to show you care. Remember, support is needed at the time of death, and it is no less important in the weeks and months afterwards. For more helpful information, visit us at PrattFuneralService.com.
It is a sunny 75 degrees in Richland Center on this Wednesday afternoon, June 5th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Gerald F. Jerry Hooks, 83 of Cazenovia, died Friday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 6 at the Cazenovia Chapel. Friends may call at the Cazenovia Chapel Thursday from 2 until the time of service at 6. Food and continued celebration will follow at the Hooks residence. A private family burial will take place in St. Anthony's Catholic Cemetery, Germantown, at a later date. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements. Jerry Hooks is survived by his wife, Kathy, two daughters, Pam and Michael Proctor, and Rita and Dewey Tracy. Two stepsons, Jim and Lynn Elliott, and Rich, Bondo and Cindy DeVault. Four grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, six step-grandchildren, two step-great-grandchildren, a sister, Bev and Dan Duerst, two brothers, Gary and Marge Hooks, and Larry and Renee Hooks, several nieces and nephews, along with other relatives and friends. Gerald F., Jerry Hooks, 83, of Cazenovia. Jean L. Mislevichek, 70, of Elroy, died Friday at the Solace Home in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy. Burial will be in the Millard's Prairie Cemetery near Elroy. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Jean Mislevichek include her husband Donald, children, Eric and Patricia Ryman, Lisa and Alan Verbsky, and Amy and Rick Sabronik. Seven grandchildren, sisters Judy Rabine and Joyce and Roger Paulson, and brother Dennis and Terry Williams. Jean L. Mislevichek, 70, of Elroy. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76, of Richland Center, died May 26th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Anna Turnipseed is survived by her husband Kirby, four children, Andrew Stebbins, Kelvin and Kristen Stebbins, and Sarah and Brent Stibbe, all of Richland Center, and Terry Turnipseed Bierman of Sauk City. 15 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, brothers and sister Donald Briggs and Timothy Briggs, both of Madison, and Jean Briggs Eisburner of Montello, sister-in-law Suzanne Bartles of Boscobel, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76, of Richland Center. Glenda Ferguson, 70, of Richland Center, died Friday at the Grove at the Lake in Zion, Illinois. Funeral services will be held at 3 Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the live stream tab at PrattFuneralService.com. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Glenda Ferguson is survived by her husband Brent, sister Sally and Dale Smith of Minnesota Lake, brother Rick and Rachel Fox of Platteville, sister-in-law, Connie and Howard Anderson of Oshkosh, and many nieces, nephews, grandnieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Glenda Ferguson, 70, of Richland Center. John Howell, 71, of Watertown, formerly of Richland County, died Friday at Park Ridge Assisted Living in Watertown. No formal funeral service will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. John Howell, 71, of Watertown, formerly of Richland County. Dorothy McCluskey, 94, of Spring Green, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 5 to 7, and again at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a Grace Hospice or Meadows Assisted Living. Dorothy McCluskey is survived by 5 children, Janet and John Mathis of Iola, Mark and Susan of Bentendorf, Iowa, Mike and Cindy of Eau Claire, Ken and June of Madison, and Kathy and Bill Stoltz of Hill Point. 9 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, a brother, Chuck and Bev Ritten of Spring Green, and sister, Evelyn and Fred Peck of Spring Green. Dorothy McCluskey, 94, of Spring Green. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. Military graveside rites will be held Friday, June 14th at 11 o'clock at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family. Dick Inman is survived by 4 children, Michael and Janice Inman of Richland Center, Danny and Vicki Inman of Viroqua, and Cindy and Ray Burkham and Greg Inman, all of Westby. 6 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, his siblings, Jerry Inman of Stafford, Arizona, Brunetta and Jack Ridlin of Edgerton, and Judith and Dale Pete Hansen of La Crescent, Minnesota. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville, died Thursday at the Orchard Manor in Lancaster following an extended illness. A memorial gathering will be held Friday, June 14th from 5 to 7 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside rites will take place at the Forest Home Cemetery in Marinette at a later date by the local Veterans Memorial Honors Unit. Survivors of Richard Kelsey include a brother, Joel and Nancy Kelsey, a sister, Claudia and Jerry Barris, a granddaughter, 2 daughters-in-law, Terry Lopez and Laura Gant, and other relatives and friends. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet, died Monday. Graveside services will be held Wednesday, June 19th at 3:15 in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Wednesday, June 19th from 1 until 3. Linda Sherd is survived by her mother, Arbutus Schumacher, 2 sisters, Kathy and Tom Pulvermacher, and Pat and Ray Wilson. Special friend and neighbor, Kenda Tisdale, nieces and nephews, many great-nieces and nephews, and a great-great-niece. Linda L. Sherd, 76, of Muscadet.
Hey, WRCO listeners. This is Heather at the Creative Outlet. Do you have craft supplies that you need but can't find them locally? At the Creative Outlet, I create my supply orders by what my customers want to buy. Show me exactly what you need to finish your current project and get ideas for that next creation. My goal at the Creative Outlet is to keep you creative and happy. Thanks for shopping locally at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Are you currently in therapy or considering a procedure that will require in-house therapy services? Are you concerned about the high cost of transitional care housing during your therapy? Consider Schmidt Woodland Hills when you are ready for that needed procedure. Don't rush from your in-house therapy plan to your home before you are ready. Let us help you make the transition from therapy back to your own home when you are ready by staying in one of our efficiency apartments. Talk to us about a customized program tailored to your needs. continue your therapy, get the assistance you need, and transition home on your terms. Daily rates include a comfortable, furnished efficiency apartment, one meal per day, weekly housekeeping service, linens and cable TV. Additional services can be purchased a la carte. Come and see what options might be just right for you. To schedule a tour or for more information, call Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Tom and Millie King and Dewey and Christy Zumack. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good afternoon. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday. The rain last night, very early this morning, has moved far to the east, and the sun is sure nice to see. We'll top out around 80 degrees this afternoon. Speaking of the sun rises at 5:19 in the morning, and we will gain about two more minutes of daylight in the early morning. It gets at its earliest at about the 15th of June, and then starts to get a little bit later, even though the solstice is on the 21st of June. So that has to do with the direction of the orbit of Earth around the sun and how we spin on our axis. So I just thought that was an interesting fact that we're going to be gaining daylight in the morning after about the 15th of June, even though the solstice is yet to come. Well, let's get to the weather. 80 degrees this afternoon, sunshine, partly cloudy in the later afternoon, and scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop after about 4 p.m. Ahead of an approaching cold front, there is a chance a couple of storms could be strong with gusty winds and briefly heavy rainfall, a quick quarter of an inch or more possible in some spots. In the wake of the front, the rain lingering this evening, then pushing to the east overnight, some clearing will drop down into the lower 50s. Thursday will be cooler, highs around 70 degrees. Expect a partly cloudy sky with a chance of some light showers in the late morning and the afternoon. The wind will be strong, gusting up to 30 miles per hour from the northwest. On Thursday night, some lingering showers early, then clearing will drop down to about 50 degrees. And then on Friday, anticipate a partly cloudy sky overall with highs around 73. Saturday, partly cloudy, scattered showers possible, highs around 71. A chance of some light showers on Sunday, otherwise partly cloudy, 72. And then Monday, mostly sunny with highs around 76, pushing 80 next Tuesday with a chance of some showers and storms. So still in this somewhat unsettled pattern as we head through this weekend. However, anticipate more dry hours than wet hours, if you will. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money.
Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 76 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 68, our low this morning was 62. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 76. The record high for this state, 92 degrees, was set in 1971 and tied again in 2021. The record low, 33, was set in 1945. Last year's high was 86 with a low of 55. Sunset tonight will be at 8:38, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:22. Currently in Richland Center, we have west to southwest winds 8 to 12 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 29.62, and we have received 36 hundredths of an inch of rain. Again, currently in Richland Center, it is a sunny 76 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Profiling the Ag School Dean at the University of Georgia, a three-part series starts today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Nick Place became the Dean and Director of the University of Georgia College of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences 3 years ago, and his path began when he was a farm kid in Pennsylvania. After college, he came back to the family farm, only to learn that it couldn't support two families. That led to jobs in extension and later in higher ed.
Our college is probably one of the top three plant breeding programs in the country. And when you think about how we're going to produce more food on less land with more issues such as water and pests and diseases, we have to make sure that we are advancing a plant breeding program that is truly going to help us make some advancements in that area.
Place is understandably proud of the UGA program. He says it's the first college to offer an undergraduate degree in regenerative biosciences.
The other thing that's really exciting about our college is regenerative biosciences, and that is incredible how we're bringing together that nexus of animal sciences and human health to help us deal with things such as traumatic brain injury and stroke and all of those kind of things. Very, very exciting.
Tomorrow, Place talks about ag career opportunities. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
prevention of H5N1 outbreaks goes beyond poultry and dairy operations. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bid on more than 150 lots of late model John Deere machinery at the AgriVision Equipment Inventory Reduction Auction. To learn more, visit AgriVisionEquipAuction.com. The pork industry is focusing on prevention as H5N1 outbreaks continue. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more from the World Pork Expo in Des Moines.
Swine Health Information Center Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says influenza is a concern.
Just trying to understand the situation that's going on in dairy and then also understanding what can we do from a swine side to help prevent issues and also to do surveillance.
She tells Brownfield biosecurity is the first line of defense.
Things like making sure you have adequate bird proofing and can keep birds out of your farm, whether that's in roosting areas, cover inlets where birds may come in, or even just replace bird wire.
Becton says feed and feed sources should be covered and pig behavior should be monitored. From Des Moines, Mark Dornkamp, Brownfield.
A beef expert says there are some headwinds facing the industry. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Young Cattlemen's Conference.
Paul Dykstra with Certified Angus Beef says retail prices continue to climb, and it puts beef at a competitive disadvantage compared to other proteins.
Our disadvantage from a price perspective has only gotten greater, but we'd sure better build beef demand and keep it front and center for our consuming base, because let's face it, our product isn't one of the cheaper food items out there.
He tells Brownfield the current lending environment also makes it a challenge for the industry to expand.
Value per head becomes pretty important because we know cost per head is pretty high, and that's not going to turn around anytime soon. Regardless if interest rates come down, etc., the cost of doing business just increases.
Which is why Dykstra says making investments in genetics is a solid risk management tool. From Wooster, Ohio, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
A group of young farmers are asking members of Congress to improve base acre limitations in the next farm bill. Mississippi crop farmer Christian Good says he's not eligible to enroll in current risk management programs because he does not meet base acre requirements.
The House Agriculture Committee just recently marked up a farm bill provision that will allow producers a one-time option of building base on their current farming operation. For young farmers, this change would be monumental.
Senator Debbie Stabenow says her proposed farm bill does allow new farmers to establish new base acres. A climatologist says some parts of the Corn Belt have had a top 10 wettest start to a growing season. Iowa's Justin Glisson says if that trend continues,
that would be a lot of moisture at that 150 to 200% of normal.
He says moving forward, summer precipitation is likely to be driven by smaller scale thunderstorms. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com. Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance wants to welcome you back to the farm. The 43rd annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be held Sunday, June 9th, 2024, at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm near Ithaca, Wisconsin. The cost is just $5 per person, and the event promises to be an experience your family will enjoy. Free buses will shuttle from the Ithaca Elementary parking lot. Visit Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th, from 7 to 1.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle trade is off to another slow start, and cash hogs are mostly steady. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country remains quiet on Wednesday, with asking prices around 305 to 306 in the north, but not established in the south. Bids remain very hard to find. Packer inquiry could improve as the day progresses, but significant trade volume is likely to be delayed until Thursday or later. Boxed beef cutout values were lower at midday, with choice down $1.81 at $3.15.07. Select was down $1.89 at $3.02.58. The choice select spread was $12.49. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, feeder steers under 600 pounds sold firm to $5 higher compared to the most recent sale from 2 weeks ago. Feeder heifers above 600 pounds traded $6 to $8 lower. USDA says demand was very good, especially on calves weighing 400 to 650 pounds. Receipts were higher than the last reporting date, but below year-ago levels. Feeder supply included 61% steers, and 30% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Cash hogs are steady with a light opening negotiated run at the major direct markets. There's a lower undertone at those major direct markets when compared to Tuesday's finish, with buyer interest limited by the recent mixed trend in the wholesale market and uncertainties about sustained domestic demand. The average Iowa Southern Minnesota barrel and gilt weight for the week ending June 1st was 290.4 pounds, up 2.4 on the week and 6.6 on the year. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct have no comparison, but a base range of $85 to $88 and weighted average of $87.20. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $55. Slaughter sows were steady at $39 to $42. Boars were priced at $15. At Illinois, barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $52 to $62. Slaughter sows were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $41 to $53. Boars were marked at $18 to $28 and $8 to $15. Pork values were higher at midday, up $2.59 at $103.35. Bellies were sharply higher, up $22.65 at $143.88. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Welcome to the Compeers Crop Coverage Chronicles, navigating agriculture's insurance landscape.
Hello, everyone. Today, our guest is Compeer Financial's livestock insurance specialist, Michelle Sell. We're going to discuss some insurance programs commonly used by livestock producers. Let's start with LRP, or the Livestock Risk Protection Program, Michelle.
How LRP works, it provides protection against the decline in market price below the insured selected coverage price. Simply put, it sets a floor price to protect the producer if the market falls, but it doesn't limit the upside price potential if prices happen to increase. Producers might be able to control a lot of what happens on their farm, but they can't control what happens in other parts of the country or around the world that ultimately impacts the price that they receive for their milk or livestock.
Committed to serving agriculture and rural America. Learn more at compeer.com/LRP-DRP.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Holy classic tractors, they are rolling into the Muscadet Auction Yard. Some of the beauties that just arrived include a beautiful, completely restored Farmall 1206 diesel tractor, an Oliver 1550 LP, one of only three made in the Oliver factory, an Oliver 2255 with a Cat 3208 engine, an unstyled John Deere B with spoked rims, and a horse-drawn fuel delivery wagon. Some really cool stuff coming into the Muscadet Auction Yard. Hey, it's not too late for you to consign your classic tractors and support equipment. More is arriving every day, but don't wait. We need to market your equipment. Wilkinson Auctions Classic Tractor Auction or Meekums in Muscadet, Saturday, June 15th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. If you have later model equipment you want to sell, our next big equipment consignment auction in Muscadet is in early August. Consign now so we can market your equipment to the world. More info on all of these auctions at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Making consumers more comfortable with cooking beef. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Not everyone is comfortable cooking beef in their own kitchen. The executive chef for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Dagan Lynn, says a good way to start is getting to know your butcher.
Whatever your local retailer is, just talk to the butchers. They love to share their knowledge on
what they have in the case and what's impressing them.
He says consumers continue to face high grocery prices, and there are ways they can stretch their grocery dollar, especially when it comes to meat.
Buy bulk and then reuse. We're developing a lot of recipes for air fryer or Instapot. Taking those, you know, maybe it's a 5-pound roast or a 2.5-pound roast and you're only feeding a couple people. We can kind of, you know, cook that roast, and then we have a lot of recipes that they can kind of pull off Beef It's What's for Dinner to just change it from maybe Mexican one night, and maybe, you know, the next night is going to be Asian, the next night is going to be Greek. So just trying to give them, you know, some more tools in their tool belt to kind of be the creative chef and stretch the dollar a little bit further.
And he says
Beef Tees keeps getting better and better. If it's just, you know, better genetics, better handling of the product, you know, the dry aging, we've been doing a little bit of testing in that piece.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living.